AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden says the recently passed $1 trillion infrastructure bill will change most people's lives. He knows just a few of the projects that will finally be addressed after decades of neglect.
It's the most significant investment in passenger rail in the past 50 years, roads and bridges in the past 70 years, public transit ever.
The president calls on congressional Democrats to work together again to pass the more ambitious Build Back Better program.
There's no one else coming to do this work. It's up to us, our country, our planet, our democracy. They're all in our hands right now. So let's stay together. This next phase is critically important. So let's stay engaged.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls for an investigation of a House Republican.
Part of the video shows an animated figure bearing the face of Arizona Republican Paul Gosar using a sword to strike the neck of another character made to look like Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She called out Gosar on Twitter, saying he shared a fantasy video of him killing me. She later told reporters women of color who sound alarms about disturbing behavior are commonly ignored.
That dynamic is also reflected in the United States Congress.
Pelosi says the House Ethics Committee and law enforcement should investigate what she calls a horrific video. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The owner of a San Francisco Bay Area solar energy company is sentenced to 30 years in federal prison for a $1 billion Ponzi scheme. 50-year-old Jeff Karpoff was given the maximum penalty after pleading guilty in January 2020 to conspiracy to commit wire fraud and money laundering. Paulette Karpoff faces up to 15 years in prison after her guilty pleas. They also forfeit more than $120 million, including a fleet of collector cars and four vacation homes. This is AP News. The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol subpoenas 10 of former President Trump's top advisors.
Another batch of subpoenas has gone out, seeking documents and testimony from key insiders like Trump's press secretary Kayleigh McEnany and his senior policy advisor Stephen Miller. The panel alleges Miller helped spread false information about alleged voter fraud and that McEnany was with Trump as he watched the insurrection unfold and spoke that morning at a rally. Lawmakers are working to find out more about what Trump was doing and saying as his supporters violently stormed the U.S. Capitol. The panel's now issued more than 30 subpoenas and has interviewed over 150 witnesses. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Saturday, Southern Cal football game postponed by more positive coronavirus tests on the Cal squad. It is the first major college football game called off this season because of COVID-19. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.